If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
A couple of really interesting documentaries, part of the WTTW Chicago Stories series. One is this Friday, and another premieres in about a month. Eddie Griffin produces and directs shows over there at Channel 11. He joins us now to talk about this. Eddie, good morning. Let's talk first about The Race to Reverse the River that premieres Friday night at 8. This is an unbelievable story, and a lot of people don't realize what an astonishing feat of engineering this was in Chicago, right?
Hey, Bob, yeah, thanks for having me. I appreciate it. It really was. It was something that had never been done before in humankind's history to reverse the flow of a major river. You know, sometimes it'll happen, with a weather event that'll just cause a block up, and then it reverses on its own. But mm-hmm. This is the first time that we had actually set out to do this, and it was a huge engineering project that took over 8 years to complete.
And they had to do it because the river was contaminated, and there was a lot of disease because of that, wasn't there?
Yeah, this was to save the life of the city. Chicago was slowly poisoning itself by just dumping our wastewater, and our sewers were feeding into the river, and then the river was going right into Lake Michigan, which is where we get our drinking water today, as we did back then. And so all sorts of dirty waterborne diseases were infecting people. So the city was dying, and this was a last ditch effort to save us. They had built sewers, they had tried other options, and nothing worked. And this was the only thing that was going to allow Chicago to get safe and clean drinking water and to avoid nasty death and disease.
If you've ever gone on a boat through the locks, well, the locks, that's how they did it, basically, correct?
Right, yeah, the locks now are controlling the water, because once you reverse the river, and by reversing the river we mean building a canal that connects the Chicago River to the Des Plaines and then down to the Mississippi eventually. And so it's lower than Lake Michigan. And if there was nothing there, Lake Michigan would just drain into the Chicago River, and Lake Michigan would slowly drain to the Mississippi and the Gulf of Mexico. So the locks are what keep the water from flowing. And I think it's something crazy. Like, Chicago is allowed to take 2 billion gallons a day. And, you know, think of 2 billion gallons, and it's essentially nothing to the size of Lake Michigan today. Mm-hmm. But without those gates, you know, everything would be flowing down the Mississippi.
Now, in the Chicago Stories program, you get into some of the problems that they encountered trying to do this. What was problem number one along the way here?
Well, when we talk about, you know, taking 8 years to build, that's just mind-blowing that this wasn't a quick fix, and it was dangerous work. And so we're talking about, you know, 1892 when this starts. And, you know, so think of our tools and the gear that we have to essentially dig a river that was 28 miles long. So, and that runs through rock, limestone. So they used dynamite, and there was a lot of accidents. There was a lot of, 275 people were killed building this. Again, that's over 8 years. But imagine, you know, one death on a construction site today, you'd be shut down.
Yeah.
275 workers. So the building was dangerous. And then also, you know, we changed an ecosystem. We Chicago sent all this extra water downstate, and the Illinois River and Des Plaines couldn't handle it. So we started to flood farmland, jeopardize the life and work of Illinois farmers, and also opened up a waterway for, you know, aquatic disease and new fish to sort of make their way into areas where, you know, they weren't in by nature designed to be there. So it caused a lot of problems, but it was the only solution to save the city.
Amazing stuff. Chicago Stories this Friday night at 8. It premieres The Race to Reverse the River on WTTW. And then next month you're doing a show on Chicago's days as the candy capital. And at one time, what do we have, like 100 candy companies here, Eddie?
It was something like 100 candy companies, and not only the volume of how many there were, we're talking about the biggest brands in the world: Snickers, Baby Ruth, Butterfinger, Milky Way, Atomic Fireballs, Lemonheads, Red Hots. These are world-renowned candies, and they all came from Chicago, and this is sort of a rise and fall story, and you'll see, you understand that this starts with an immigrant story, immigrants coming over in the late 19th century, starting candy companies in their kitchen with, you know, single pots, and then it could become successful, and they grow into factories, and then they grow into bigger factories, and then we get into the the 20th century, and not to spoil things, but or not to ruin the ending, but we start to see our candy companies disappearing, and that's the story of Candy Capital, is why it became the place to make candy, and then why suddenly, as we get into more recent times, our candy companies have disappeared or gone elsewhere.
Candy Capital next month on WTTW Chicago Stories. Eddie Griffin, good to talk to you, Eddie. By the way, did you know I once worked at WTTW?
Yeah, you know, I've heard a thing or two about that.
If you see the Addison Street sign that they gave me when I left, you know, it was very nice. I think it was from the CTA platform, and they knew of my love for the Cubs, so they gave me that. I think I left it there, and nobody can find it now. So take a look when you get a chance, will you? And then send it to me if you locate it.
Yeah, I'll look for it, and I'll leave it at the front desk for the next time you stop by.
Okay, I appreciate that, Eddie. Take care. WTTW Chicago Stories. Watch for him.